Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olcisi, entrepreneur, realtor, and travel lover. Here's where I get to combine all of my passions into one and chat with guests worldwide about all things real estate. Join us for lighthearted banter, useful information, and the occasional outrageous anecdote. All right, well, welcome everybody. Today I am with Matt Peck from Housemaster, which is an inspection company here in town, and he brought me a rose. So right there, we are just starting off on a great note, not that we wouldn't have, and I'm very honored that I have one. So I accepted the rose, and we're going to go ahead and talk about inspections, inspection stories, and why it's important to have one, whether you're a buyer and sometimes whether you're a seller. So Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. So yeah, I think buying a house and having an inspection goes hand in hand. So it only makes sense because especially the prices nowadays. So buying a house is probably the biggest purchase that anyone can make. So it would make sense to only know what you're buying. So with seller inspections, sellers can have the house inspected before it goes on to the market. We call that a pre-listing inspection. So we find all of the terrible, the good, the bad, the ugly before the house goes on the market. So what that does is A, it eliminates a lot of the negotiations, but also eliminates a lot of the fears. So a lot of people are coming into the house, okay, so what's wrong with it? If they were all pre-inspected and we had the list, we would feel more confident in our purchases.
Definitely. So let's say I am a, we could say first-time buyer, but really repeat buyers need inspections just as much as a first-time buyer. And, you know, and sometimes more, because what I have noticed is that repeat buyers are more willing to buy homes that may have a little work to be done, or may have something that, you know, a quirk, or just be a little bit older and stuff like that. And maybe those houses need inspections much more than a brand new house, you know, even though a brand new house needs an inspection as well. I will point that out. It's very important.
It doesn't matter the age.
But sometimes the older houses will have more nuances, things to check out.
The older they are, there's more to look at. The bigger they are, there's more to look at. When you're dealing with an older house, it doesn't matter if you bought one or if you bought 10, but if you're dealing with an older house, you're going to have some issues. Every house has issues. Older houses will have definitely more issues. Some of the things to look out for are like knob and tube wiring, cloth wrapped wiring. So like these things are ineligible for insurance. So when we have an older house, or if you're out there showing a house and you see that old cloth wrapped wiring, you know right away that's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue for insurance. Roofs are going to be an issue for insurance. If they're 15 years old or older, they're going to have some issues. You might even get a policy for the first year, and then the next year you're looking for insurance or you're looking for a new roof. So these are all things that we want to know about before we close. We want to know about all of that up front. So that's why the inspections are so helpful.
And thorough. So tell me, walk me through an inspection. Say, you know, you arrive and hello, Matt, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Where, what do you do?
I'm going to start at the water meter. So very important. We already know that everything's off in the house. So we look at the water meter because we don't want to see any movement. If you see movement on the meter and there's nothing on in the house,
that's a problem.
There's water going somewhere. There's a leak between the meter or the house. Now, sometimes it's in the yard. Easy fix. Sometimes it's under the slab. But that, that's where we start. We do our homework, if you will, the night before. So we're looking for permits. We're getting ages on roofs. We're seeing if those permits are opened or closed. So we get more of a definitive answer for ages. So if we have a new roof and we have a permit and it was done in 22, we know that that roof is 2 years old. So, it's when I first started in 97, it was a guessing game. So, like, literally, like, oh, I wonder how old that is. So, and then after the roof, we're going into the exterior. So we're looking at siding types. We're looking at flashings. We're looking at porches. We're looking at outlets. Home inspection is a non-invasive visual inspection of everything that we can literally get our eyes on. Mm-hmm. We don't take things apart. We don't do destructive testing. For example, you've probably seen those shows before on TV where there's a home inspector that sees a stain in the ceiling and then he rips down the ceiling to find what's out, you know, what's on top of it. We don't do that. But we do have tools that can help us with that. So we use infrared cameras, we use moisture meters. If we see a stain, I can tell you if it's active or not. Mm-hmm. If it's an upstairs bathroom, let's say we analyze the stain before we go upstairs, it's dry, and we do the bathroom upstairs, and we come back down and we analyze the stain again and it's wet. Guess what? Yeah, there's a leak somewhere in that bathroom. Yeah, we can at least narrow it down. You know, just because our inspections are visual, we can at least narrow it down. AC system, so we evaluate heating and cooling. We basically test all kitchen appliances, a water heater. We get dates and ages off of all of the equipment, and we're also looking for recalls. So if we have recalls, sometimes a manufacturer might have a recall, but they're offering free repair. Well, that's no cost to the buyer, no cost to the seller. So it's a win-win. Yeah. And we can sometimes do that on site. If we have a Wi-Fi signal, then we can do that on site.
Oh, wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. So do home inspectors test for mold?
So no.
Okay.
Not everybody tests for mold. So standards of practice for home inspectors state that we don't test for environmental properties. But what we do is we can do what's called a mold analysis. Basically, it's a mold screen. So we can do an air sample on the outside or inside. We can also do ancillary services like radon and water testing. So yes, home inspectors, at the end of the day, we all inspect, but we can have different licenses to do different services. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it basically additions to the inspection.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect. So we're in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
WDO, wood destroying organism, a huge inspection that's necessary, or highly recommended that one does, and it's necessary for some loans. Tell me a little bit about that, because you guys do that also.
Exactly. So we are actually a licensed pest control operator. So that means we have an operator in-house and our inspectors are licensed pest control inspectors.
Okay.
So we're able to provide a WDO, wood destroying organism report, with the home inspection. Typically, before, it was the home inspector and then a termite inspector. And you basically would be doing the same things. But we would provide that with the home inspection at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, so they all of our full home inspections get a free termite report. It's included with the price. All of our reports are same day. So you'll have the home inspection report and the termite report before the end of the day. It's really nice, convenient.
Well, is the wood destroying organism report only termites, or does it also talk about things like wood rot, or is that only termite-related?
It can be termite-related. So wood rot, there's fungi. So we call it wood decay fungi.
Mm-hmm.
Fungi is an organism. Mm-hmm. And so when we see the fungus, and that's a fungi, that's a wood-destroying organism.
Yeah.
So yes, that would go into the report. Sometimes we'll see inactive termite damage.
Yeah.
So we'll see definitely mud shelter tubes. There's wood decay in the siding. Sometimes you'll see exit holes. You definitely see evidence that they were there. And termites can come and go too. So a lot of people don't know about that. So when it gets cold, you know, they can go and retreat, and then spring and summer come, and those tubes can become active again.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. I know. We're actually dealing with that with one house right now that had that in the report, and the seller agreed to treat it.
Good.
So there you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially if there's no record of the last treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad idea, because it gives a homeowner or the home buyer a date of when it was last treated. Typically, those treatments can be good for up to 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if they got with a termite company that did the treatment, it would be an excellent time to get onto a termite policy, because they've already done the treatment, so you might as well get a policy.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. So tell me, you've been doing this Since 1997, you said. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 27 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. I've been married since 97. Okay. So. Yep. So I get it. It is a long time. Yep. Can you tell me what stories do you have? I mean, you must have thousands of them.
Yes. We've literally seen everything. I can tell you some. One of the funny stories is, I show up to a house. And I get there a little bit early. We usually do. I
mean, yes.
If we're late, we're not coming. So when we get to the house, we see water coming out from underneath the door. So I'm freaking out. Like, hey, there's water coming out from underneath the door. So calling the agent. Hey, I know I'm 20 minutes early. Just got here. Water coming out from underneath the door. So agent gets there, gets us in, and the entire house is completely flooded. Like 2 to 3 inches. Like, we're not doing an inspection today.
Not being bought either. No one's buying that house.
And apparently for a long time, unfortunately, in this situation, when we walked in, there was water staining, obviously wet, 4 feet up into the walls and probably 80% of the house.
Whoa.
Yes. So come to find out, long story short, somebody had flushed a toilet. Toilet had been running. Looked like from looking at the super box, it was probably a 72-hour period before the last time somebody was in there.
Whoa.
Yeah, so 3 days. Yeah, that had happened. Oh, yeah. So if it's vacant, I mean, it never hurts to go check on the house frequently.
Frequently.
Yes. Yes. Freezes, like we were just getting out of the wintertime. Mm-hmm. You got vacants. It never hurts just to go by and take a look at the meter.
Yeah.
You know, the meter's running. We've got problems.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would do that for one of the houses I had listed every time I would. Or even when they had, we had hurricanes, or, you know, not we don't have hurricanes, but we have summer
yeah.
storms. Yeah. And I'd go over there and make sure there wasn't water intrusion or anything like that while they were away.
Especially when you see things at your house going on, you're like, mm-hmm. Hey, if it's this bad here, it's probably that bad over there.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me some things. Well, that story, I mean, doesn't happen a lot, but I actually know of another house that happened. You know, water was just coming out the door and out of everything.
That's so
frightening. When they got there for the walkthrough, the day of closing.
So you had already done the inspection?
The inspection had already happened. So it wasn't something that came up in the inspection. It was I think a pipe burst.
Mm-hmm.
And an inspector can't tell mm-hmm. you if that's going to happen or not.
Exactly.
So, you know.
We can only tell you what's happening, the condition at the time of inspection. You know?
Right.
Sometimes we've had instances where, you know, we call out a need for repair. Somebody comes in and does a repair, and then sometimes can make it worse.
Mm.
So it really, as you know, it really helps to know who you're referring.
Yes.
It's a reflection of you, you know, so you don't want the repair guy to show up in a tank top and right, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And sometimes sellers can do good repairs. I've seen that too. But yeah, re-inspections, we can actually check the repairs. So all agreed upon repairs, we can come in and do a re-inspection. We're checking the repairs, not only to make sure that they're done, but to make sure that they're done properly. We don't want to see Chuck in a truck or rent a redneck. We want to see contractors. We want to see handymen. We want to see professional work.
Yes.
So, and that's what's nice about having the reports too, because the reports are all digital, so we can actually compare before and after and get to see that.
I like that.
Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Because your reports, okay, so for those of you who don't know, an inspection report can be very long. If it's too short, it kind of scares me because it says that the inspector hasn't checked everything. So that's why I prefer longer inspection reports, even though they tend to scare some buyers.
That's true, especially if you've never done it before, and
exactly.
then you get a 250-page report, and you're like, WTF.
Right. You're like, huh?
Yeah.
What is happening? I'm buying, you know,
right.
a money pit. I'm buying the worst house ever, but it's not like that, necessarily.
No, it's not. So, yeah, we make your lives a little easier by using a summary.
Yes.
So the summary is right at the top. It basically is a condensed version of the entire inspection. It has everything that needs to be addressed in the summary. We take it one step further where you could do a repair list generator. So mm-hmm. you can actually a la carte that summary. If you want to skip over the light bulb that's not working,
right.
because you can change the light bulb.
Exactly.
You can do that.
Exactly.
You can select your items in the summary that are more pressing issues for you. If we see or smell mold, you know, it's mm-hmm. a perfect time to do an air quality test.
Sure.
So just to get an idea, because mold is everywhere, you know, mm-hmm. thousands of spores. So air quality tests at the time of inspections make sense, because mm-hmm. especially if the person has sensitivities to dust or allergens, asthma, all of these things can really wreak havoc on our immune systems. So, sure. you know, we want to know what's there, what kind, and spore count. So when we do that air analysis, we're actually using 3 air grab samples. So mm-hmm. we do one on the leeward side, on the outside of the house, windward side, and then one on the inside of the house, usually near a return air vent. So what that does is you get a spore count on the outside, get mm-hmm. a spore count on the inside, and then the lab will have an analysis of what's safe or not.
Oh.
Yep, it's pretty good.
I like that.
Me too.
Yes.
It never hurts to know what you're breathing.
It doesn't.
Right.
At all. And right. I didn't realize that that's a service that you offer.
It's brand new.
Okay.
So we're getting into it. We are actually in the process of getting our mold remediations license.
Okay.
So what that would allow us to do is if we do an air quality test, and let's say there's positive mold, mm-hmm. We need a remediation, right?
Yes.
So with a remediator's license, we will be able to write the protocol for the remediation. Then you would need a restoration company, like Best Restoration, for example.
Sure.
They would come in, they would do the restoration, and then another mold test after which to make sure it's clear. But to get that license, it's been almost a year and a half, 2-year process.
Yeah.
Yeah, the termite inspection license was 3 years for us.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, but you're mm-hmm. doing something very important in somebody's future very expensive purchase.
Exactly. So. We want to be the one-stop shop. We want to have the home inspection and all ancillary services available for the buyer that might want everything or mm-hmm. might want to know about a few things. We've had a lot of buyers lately that have had instances with radon. Typically, if they've had a bad experience, they want to mm-hmm. have it tested.
Yes.
Right? So, and that's natural with anything. You have a bad experience, you're going to watch out for that in the future.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. That is something that, I mean, we can't schedule the inspections for our customers.
Right.
So they schedule them with you directly. But, yep. And they often do ask us, well, should we have a radon inspection? And I was like, yes, absolutely. You mm-hmm. know, if this is even a slight concern to you, mm-hmm. do it.
Yep, exactly.
Because
and somebody might not know what radon is.
Right.
And the problem is what do we do when we don't know about something? We Google it.
Yes.
Right? So we go to Google and we get scared. We get terrified.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I want to know about lead. I want to know about radon. I want to know about mold. I want to know about
exactly.
it all. Sometimes the internet can do a really good job of scaring the heck out of us, you know, but, if you know your information, you mm-hmm. know, and that's what the purpose of a home inspection is. If you know the information, you have the information, you have the tools to help you make a more informed decision.
Yeah. Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. You had to obviously get licensed or take classes or whatever for your WDO mm-hmm. and for this mold mm-hmm. also.
Yeah.
To get your license as an inspector,
mm-hmm.
what does one have to go through for that? Because I see good, bad, and ugly.
Exactly. So when I first started, there was no licensing requirements for home inspectors.
Okay.
That didn't happen until 2010.
Oh my gosh.
So I know, OMG, right? Everything before 2010 was literally the wild, wild west.
Wow.
You could pick up a flashlight and be a home inspector.
Okay.
Yeah, so super scary.
Super scary.
Yes. So 2010, state of Florida started requiring home inspectors to be licensed, just like the realtor continuing education is a part of that.
Uh-huh.
So to keep that license, we need to be educated. We need to have CEs every year. And the same thing for termite and mold. So we have CEs for home inspections, we have CEs for termite, we have CEs for mold, and we have to stay up on that yearly. If we, as you know, if you don't have the CEs, you don't have a license.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, your license is gone.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So, we want to be professionals. You know, we want to offer professional service. We want to offer all of the services available to any purchaser or seller. You don't have to be selling the house. You can just be a homeowner and you want to know. You know, let's use insurance, for example. So there's a lot of people that aren't buying or selling. They're completely content in their little dwelling, mm-hmm. and then they get a cancellation notice in the mail.
Yep.
It's time to find a home inspector.
Yep.
So that's where we kind of come in as professionals for the additional services. So we're not inspecting the house for sale, but we got to see if we can get a policy or not. Exactly. In this situation, that's where we would come in.
Exactly. Yeah. Or mm-hmm. just a preventative inspection, like you did one for my parents' house.
Exactly.
And I mean, they're not selling, they're not doing anything, but they're getting older, and mm-hmm. I want to know if there's anything wrong with their house.
Exactly.
So we can repair it.
And how much is that worth, the peace of mind?
Tremendous peace of mind.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a huge advocate for an ounce of prevention. It's mm-hmm. worth a pound of cure.
Yep.
Doing simple little maintenance items, for example, cleaning out your gutters.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. I mean, like, most of us can clean out a gutter. But if the gutters are maintained and that water has nowhere else to go, now you might have water intrusion. If we're not doing maintenance inspections, if we're not quarterly taking a look in those gutters. Right now, all the leaves are coming down, right?
Yeah.
So it's a perfect time to get up there and take a look.
Well, I had my roof replaced.
Okay.
And all the little...
The granules
mm-hmm. fell into my gutter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And
it's like
We didn't even think about that because, you know, he cleans them out every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was just one of those things that skipped our mind. And then we had the June storms, and those were out of control. Mm-hmm. And
that's driven rain.
And
water intrusion is no fun. I mean, it's the destroyer of all homes.
Yeah.
Once it gets in, it can wreak havoc.
Yeah. Well, and if you don't notice it right away, and that's where an inspection is really important, because you can see if that's happened.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where having the tools help too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a stain, everybody can see a stain.
Right.
But what's everybody going to ask as soon as they see it?
Is it wet?
Right.
Exactly.
So, I mean, tools, infrared cameras, and sometimes that stain might not be wet right away. I actually did a house once where there was an upstairs toilet that was loose.
Mm-hmm.
So it was wet only when the toilet was flushed.
Right,
and then using infrared, we're seeing the cold water. I'm like, okay, it's cold. It's a cold water, so it's not the sink because we're using hot water. It's not the tub because we're using hot water. It's the toilet.
It's the toilet, yeah. Wow.
So we can at least narrow it down.
Yeah.
Right? The problem with like upstairs and downstairs, so you have flat surface, the ceiling in between. When that leaks and the water is hitting that flat surface, it spreads out. You know, you might see the stain, but mm-hmm. and let's say the stain's 2 or 3 feet in diameter, but you might have 4 or 5 feet in damage. Yeah, it's stuff that's behind that, the latent materials behind the stain. We don't know the condition of that. We can obviously see that there's a leak,
mm-hmm.
But that's where the contractor would come in because they might find more damage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like attics and stuff, everybody's like, well, the inspector didn't check the whole attic. And I'm like, well, the inspector can't check the whole attic because hopefully there's insulation in there, which you want to have, and they can't get in, you know.
And we document our limitations.
Yeah.
So like in the attic, in that instance, you know, you might see some general verbiage in our reports, like X amount percent not inspected due to limitations.
Sure.
Pictures are a representation of said limitations. So we can see that, like in the attic, if you have like 2 feet, obviously you know that a person can't get through there, but at least it's documented. At least it's in the report, and now the person understands reading the report. Yeah, it might be an extra picture. It might be a little bit longer, but now somebody reading that report can say, yeah, you know, I couldn't get into there either.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they understand our comment and why the limitations are there. You know, reading the report after you get through the summary, that's where the content is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the bulk of the report is. It can be tedious and boring to read through it, but that's where you're going to get all of that information. You're going to see things like operational temps on appliances. You're going to see how hot the stove gets.
Yeah.
You're going to see how cold the fridge gets. We run the dishwashers through full cycles because obviously if they are leaking, they're going to do it when they're draining.
Mm-hmm.
So full cycle. Clothes washers that stay.
Exactly.
Same thing. We're going to run those through normal cycle.
Yep. So what is the worst thing you've ever seen?
Like plow it down and start over.
Have you seen houses like that?
How much is this going to cost to fix? I don't know. How much is a match?
Yeah. Wow. And was a person just like clueless going into it?
Yes. So
really?
Well, in this situation, there wasn't a realtor. It's for sale by owner. Okay. This person watches HGTV like every weekend and says, yeah, I can do that. So we get into a house. It's it's up on a crawl space. It's got wooden piers. So like these things look like tree stumps.
Oh.
Yep. We've got flaking paint, obviously lead. We've got knob and tube. There's mold. There's the roof. I mean, we're talking $100,000, and we haven't even walked inside yet.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, and there was no pictures of this house online. They just were focused on price.
Okay.
You're like, okay, let's go do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So you typically, if there's no pictures, there's a reason.
Exactly. I always say that. Yep. I'm like, there are no pictures.
Yep, yeah, exactly. And then new construction. So sometimes you might get a stock photo.
Yeah.
Well, you have no idea what the house looks like. You don't know what the neighbor's house looks like. You know, drive by, go see it. Use an agent for crying out loud, right?
Yeah.
So that's those are big, big helpful points. You know, I'm not a doctor. You know, so like when there's something wrong with me, I'm going to use a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying a house and you're not sure what's wrong with it, you would need a general practitioner for the house. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're general practitioners for the home.
Yeah. And we touched on it earlier. We alluded to it earlier about inspections for new construction.
Yeah.
And I, you know, because a lot of people don't think that they need that because things, you know.
The house is only as good as the builders. The builders are only as good as the subs. You know, so a lot of times builders get a bad rap. It's not necessarily the builder. It might be the subs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why new construction should be inspected. Yes, we do the functional inspections as we normally do, but we are also doing cosmetics at that point.
Yeah.
If we do what's called a pre-drywall inspection, that's where the house is framed. The drywall hasn't gone up yet. We're checking the framing. We're checking connections, but we're also checking moisture content. So, for example, all of this rain that we get, you know, if the house is under construction and that framing absorbs moisture, that's why we want a pre-drywall inspection. And builders should appreciate that, too, because if we find moisture, enough moisture, 40% or more in the wood, that's dangerous to put sheetrock over.
Oh.
If you drywall that up, you're encapsulating that moisture.
Yeah.
So you're going to have what?
Mold.
That's a four-letter word in real estate. No one wants to hear it.
Nobody wants to hear it. Yeah. Well, in anything, really. I mean,
right?
Yeah. You don't want to be near mold. You don't want. You know.
I'm very sensitive to it. Like, I'll literally start gagging. Like, if there's enough of it, it's kind of like a built-in sensor.
Yeah.
I think maybe I've just been underneath enough sinks and crawl spaces that it kind of builds into you. You know what to stay away from. That's another thing too about knowing what to stay away from, just a tidbit. In those older homes, you might see white tape like wrapped around furnace flues or water heater flues. Don't touch it.
Okay.
Asbestos.
Oh.
Yeah. So when you touch that, it becomes friable. So fibers can be released. It can break. It's brittle. When that's in the air and you're right there touching it, you could be breathing that.
Okay. Oh, my. That's so great advice.
Yeah, older house, white tape, stay away from that stuff.
Stay away from the white tape. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I know. Now I have been warned and informed.
Just one more thing that can scare us, right?
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there are plenty of things that are scary when you go look at a house, but now I'm going to stay away from the asbestos.
Yes, exactly. Well. Mesothelioma, that's what can cause, it's nothing to play around with. Same thing with radon, you know. There was an article in the Gainesville Sun probably in the early 2000s that said radon was the number two killer in Americans. It's not. It's lung cancer. But radon contributes to lung cancer. But you can imagine everybody reading this article.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, the phone's ringing off the hook. I need a radon test.
Sure. Well, that was good, I guess. Well, good for business.
For a little bit for business. Yeah. I'm not sure if the fear thing helped. But, you know, if you go to the EPA website, they have a radon map. And it shows a radon map of Florida. You might be in a county, for example, that doesn't have enough testing. So it'll literally tell you that there's not enough data.
Yeah.
You know, in that county, for Alachua County, it just kind of generalizes this as being high.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that if every house in the county had been tested, but
not every
house in the county has been tested, right? you want to know, I'm like, right, guilty. So when we get a new monitor sent to our office and we have to do a side-by-side, so I'm kind of getting free radon tests when I do that calibration just to make sure the new one they sent me matches up to what I have before I deploy the new one. So depending on the months, because it's a 12-month calibration, I usually get anywhere from 3 to 4 radon tests done at my house a year.
Oh, wow.
So I'm nervous every time I do it.
Yeah.
Even though I've never had a problem.
Right.
But yeah. Still. Because radon can fluctuate.
Yeah.
It can go up and down.
Yeah. Well, depending on whether you're opening your windows or.
Right. And that's how you get rid of it back in the day. Yeah. You just air out the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which we do all the time.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Especially now.
Now, yeah. Give it another
July.
Month.
Yeah. Not in July and August.
Yeah, closed house conditions.
But right now, it's beautiful. So, yeah, we do it.
Yeah, if it could be like this year round, I wouldn't have any complaints.
That's right. Well, we'd be in California, and then we'd be subject to earthquakes and fires. So, no.
Seismic restraints, a lot more. You think our inspections are long? Yeah, over there. Yeah,
can't
tremendous.
Imagine.
Yeah.
And so have you ever seen a house that didn't need anything?
So very rare and few. It's like finding a unicorn. I would say statistically probably 2 out of 60, 2 out of 80 are like that. But yeah, where there's nothing that needs to be done, it's nice.
It is nice.
It is
short
nice.
Report. Even then, it's still 50 pages. I mean, you've got all the information for all the equipment. But yeah, those are nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great.
I would love to be able to say
that I've come across houses that need absolutely nothing. I've come across some houses that need very little.
Well, and that's why, just touching on the subject, that's why it's important to attend the inspection if you can.
Yes.
Because if you get a short report, like you said, like, now I'm worried.
Right.
But if you actually saw the inspection and it's really, it's not a service, it's an experience, but if you attend the inspection, you get to see everything that we're looking at,
Exactly.
Even if you can't be there for the whole thing, cause yeah, sitting around for an hour and a half, 2.5 hours, it can be like watching paint dry. It's a real snore for you agents cause you do it all the time. Right. And you can look at a report with one eye closed cause you know how to read them. But for the homeowner or home buyer, they may not know what to expect. A lot of people, what they're doing now is they're showing up at the end. They know that we're going to be there for 2.5 hours. What's nice about showing up at the end? Well, at least you get something, number one.
Mm-hmm.
We do a picture review. So all of the pictures that the inspector takes at the inspection, we do a review. If there's multiple inspectors, you might have 2 reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But you get an idea of what to expect in a report. Number one, and then there's no big surprises. Everybody gets it. Some of my clients that attend the whole inspection, they see every picture that I take when I'm doing my review. We're all doing the head nod because we all get it. We've all seen it. And sometimes getting an eyeball on it is completely different than just looking at a report,
It's true. It's true.
But I have seen homeowners follow you
throughout the house.
Sure, that happens. It's their house. I get it.
I get it. I try to advise people to let you do your job because it's really important for you to concentrate.
It is. We don't want to. So being a homeowner helps because we know the pride that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we also. We take that into their other homes too. So we wear booties, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That house could be 20 years old. We'll still wear booties.
Sure.
I don't like to clean up after myself, but it's just like the little things, taking care with the house that you're inspecting as if it was your own.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the sellers are there and sometimes they follow us around. I actually call them parrots. So there is a nickname. Parrot right there. If you're a parrot, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. You're the homeowner. But keep in mind, it would be like if you're an accountant, you wouldn't want me over your shoulder like saying, what's that number mean?
Right.
What are you doing that for? So it's going to throw you off.
Right.
So, and then it might affect the inspection. So what kind of inspection are you going to get? Is it going to be a thorough inspection or is the guy going to miss something because the parrot was over here talking? And that's actually a part of our training. One of the little training exercises that we all do, we used to have this table, and we'd have different items on there. Our instructors that are teaching us are yapping in our ears. All of a sudden, tablecloth over the table. Uh-huh. What did you see?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so the whole point of the exercise is whatever you're looking at, you have to concentrate on what you're looking at, no matter the distraction.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like boot camp for us inspectors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, for some inspectors.
When you've never done it before, yeah, it can be like a boot camp.
Yeah.
And then, because there's 120-hour testing, you have to have 2-hour ride-along before you're even allowed to take a test. There's a national home inspector exam, so you have to have proficiency in 80% or higher before you're allowed to take the test.
Okay.
So, yeah, the state does a good job of screening individuals that shouldn't be licensed.
Okay.
Sometimes you get licensed, and you know that just because you're licensed doesn't mean you're qualified.
It does not. Right? It does not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's why we refer a lot to you. Mm-hmm. So, like at our inspections, you may have heard me say, well, if anything, ask Anna. Mm-hmm. You know, if anything, the agent knows who not to use. Because I'm not going to step on your toes. I know that you have a list, too, just like I would have a list of referrals, but you've been doing it longer. This is what you do every mm-hmm. day. So you might hear an inspector push that off onto the agent. That's completely fine. That's normal. That's what we want to do. Because if I or a home buyer call a contractor, A, you're going to get a better price. Yeah. B, you'll get better availability.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll be paying more and waiting longer, whereas you won't.
Right.
You know, agents kind of have that pull in the community.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if I call, there's one job, but if an agent is on the phone, there could be many jobs. That's why they kind of get the special treatment, mm-hmm. which comes down to you as the buyer. So that's really effective too when the buyer has a good team. I guess you could say, you know, you need a good realtor, you need a good home inspector, you need a good title person, you need good mortgage. That's where it all starts.
Yeah.
You know, we need money, right? That's what we start out to do when we look at a house. We get approved. I'm sure you know you want everybody to be pre-approved before.
Definitely.
Before you take them out there, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know,
why show somebody $1 million house when they can't afford it?
Right? Well, it's just disappointing to them. Also, it's so disheartening to see something that you can't. You know, that's not within your budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even how much you can spend. It's how much you want to spend.
Exactly.
Should spend. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's why I always do that.
But I was amazed because when I bought a short sale in 2009, I learned very quickly there was nothing short about a short sale.
There is nothing short about a short sale. It's a long sale.
It's a long sale. Right. I could have built faster. It took me 10 months to close.
Yep.
I got certified funds, which is a little different. Mm-hmm. So, like, here's my check, basically. That's what my lender was saying. And I kept getting a review from the bank that held the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if I hear a review one more time, I'm like... but then, you know, that translated to inspections. And so other people that were buying short sales, I felt their pain.
Yeah.
Like, I've been through that. I get that, you know. My mom was a realtor for a while. You and I were talking at the break about that a little bit. I've seen many, 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 many contracts, you know, so mm-hmm. I've seen the contract evolve from 2 pages to like 4 to, it's like
to 12 now.
To 12, right.
I think 13 maybe now. I think it may have changed.
Right. It seems like every year or two we get a new paragraph, you know?
Yeah.
We do. And that helps as an inspector to know that because I know what you go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand what a realtor means. You know, I understand the value. That's mm-hmm. most important. And then these for sale by owners, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. But these for sale by owners, sometimes they're clueless. You know, I'm not an agent. I'm not a title guy. I'm not a surveyor. You're asking all of these questions, and has nothing to do with a home inspection.
Exactly.
I've actually referred agents to on FSBOs before.
Uh-huh.
Like, so if the seller, you know how that is. Sometimes the seller is accepting of an agent coming in with prospective buyers for sale by owner. But even if you're out there and you're looking for a house and you haven't started yet, you see all these for sale by owner signs, you know, that doesn't mean you can't have an agent. Go get an agent, you know, and then the agent will find out for you if they can go help you with that for sale by owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are intimidated by that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you probably want an agent because an agent's going to know an inspector.
Right.
They can refer you to who can do the inspection on this for sale by owner house. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Exactly.
You know, just goes around. Yep. So tell me, what can homeowners do? Because, you know, a homeowner is usually kind of terrified of the inspection, mm-hmm. right? So what can they do to be preventative? Like, what steps can they take throughout their home to make sure that they have a good inspection?
Sure. I love that. A lot of times, for example, we'll get into a garage and no one's moved anything and we can't get to the power panel. There's not easy access to the water heater. The attic access is blocked, you know. So just by making sure that things are accessible helps. Mm-hmm. You can do simple things by making sure that all the lights work, you know, mm-hmm. so we're not wasting our time writing up light bulbs. You can do simple things like getting your AC serviced. You have your AC serviced. Now we have a date of service, you know, which sometimes on an insurance form that question is asked is mm-hmm. when's the last date of service? You're more likely to have a system that gets serviced operate better, more efficiently, clean filter, clean coil. If you're not changing the filter regularly, that goes hand in hand with maintenance. You're going to get dirt and debris on the coil. Condensation can build up, which can lead to mold. So if that mold's in the coil is inside your HVAC system, which mm-hmm. is connected to your ductwork. And if you're heating and cooling, guess what? You're spreading the mold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not constantly changing your filter, servicing your unit, that kind of stuff can lead to serious issues. Just a couple $100 in maintenance versus tens of thousands of dollars in remediation.
Yep.
Another thing that homeowners can do is check around doors and windows. You know, we sometimes write up sealant and caulk that's deteriorated. Some people think it's frivolous, but a lot of times those openings can allow moisture to get in.
Yeah.
If you have, I'll get one tidbit for everybody, is exterior walls, they all have insulation. So if you have a window that has openings in the trim and you're getting water and moisture into that, that insulation is going to act like a sponge. It'll trap the moisture. By the time you see it, like coming through the drywall, because drywall is porous, it's going to mm-hmm. pull that moisture. By the time you see it and you have surface mold, that's an issue.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a huge issue.
It is a huge issue. That's where a tape lift or a swab would be used uh-huh. in air quality analysis. And even if there isn't any visual, we still have the air pumps to do our air quality analysis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Wow, okay. So, well, those are good tips. You
those know. Are really good tips. Things homeowners can do themselves, just type in home maintenance. You can actually go to our website, housemaster.com. You can type in homeowner, you can type in seller, you can type in buyer, you can type in agent, you can, whatever your role is, you just click on that, and that'll give you all kinds of information. A plethora of tools.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that because I usually don't go to your site.
Oh, yeah. Well, and most of us, what do we do? Well, and you already know me.
Right.
You're not looking for
contact information.
Exactly. What if somebody that doesn't? Where do they start? They don't go to housemaster.com. They go to Google. I mean, let's be real.
For sure.
So when I've never used a service before, so I was looking at LNO, that's lawn and ornamental. So I'm looking at LNO services and I'm Googling because I've never used one before.
Yeah.
So I'm getting some referrals for people that know how to treat for weeds and that kind of stuff because I'm not a gardener.
Yeah, neither am I.
I like it green. That's about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
So for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to know that you have all those tips and everything on your website.
Yep, the information.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's there. Take a look at it. I mean, there's helpful things there for agents. There's a library. Being a Housemaster customer, if you get a report from us, you'll be in our Housemaster cloud. That's where you get the report. That's mm-hmm. where you get all of your attachments. But we also have buyer benefits. So mm-hmm. what that is the buyer, if you're a coupon person like me and you love to save a dollar here or there, if the house can use it, we've got a coupon for it. We've got discounts worked out with Home Depot, Papalock, Sherwin-Williams. I mean, painting, pizza, storage for pods, you name it, we got it.
That's awesome.
Another thing that we do is Housemaster Connects. So we can actually help schedule all of the utilities that comes with every inspection. You might know as an agent that the buyer, okay, we're going to get the home inspection went well, we're going to close. How do I turn on power?
Oh, every time.
Right.
I mean, we send out that information anyway.
Yeah.
But they'll often ask long before we send out that information.
Sure.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it can take up a lot of time, too, because instead of calling the power company with a credit card, the phone company with a credit card, the cable company with a credit card, you use a credit card once with mm-hmm. Housemaster Connects, and you can schedule all of your turn-on. If you're really busy, let's say you only have one day a week available, let's say Wednesday, you're going to schedule everything on Wednesday. You can have everything turned on Wednesday. We just kind of, we want to make it as easy as possible for the whole transaction, not just the inspection.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of inspectors don't do that, so it's good to know that
you got to stay top of mind. You know, that's why when our buyers log in, it does seem kind of redundant, you know, especially for a first-time user. Mm-hmm. But they're going to log in. They're going to see who their inspector was. They're going to see my face. Like, I just met them. They're going to see who the agent was. They're going to see you. it does seem a little repetitive, but we like to stay top of mind because what happens 6-10 years from now when they want to resell the house?
Yeah, they're not going to remember.
They won't remember.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. And I'm a face person, so like I'm a, hey, how you doing?
Exactly. So am I.
Okay. So, yeah. So in Publix is a great example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have clients say, hey, Matt, how you doing? And all I can say is, honestly, hey. No disrespect, how's the house? Because I know I worked for you.
Exactly.
So I'll say, how's the house? Yeah. But yeah, I'm a facial person. I can recognize you, but I can't remember a name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it happens to me too. Occupational hazard for both right. of us. But, you know, what you going to do?
Yeah. And we carry it with us. You know, when you like what you do, you kind of carry it with us. That's why, like, I don't get invited to friends' houses a lot because I'll go over, oh, roof leak, oh, termite. You know, and Matt, get the hell out of here, you know.
Well, you've taught me so much throughout the years, and I'm just, like, looking at, and when I first go to a house to see a house with somebody, I'm checking for things like cracks and making sure that the windows don't have leaks around, you know, around them, the ceiling is okay.
It's where you're looking.
Yeah, and, you know, because I want to make sure the structure's okay.
Yeah.
Everything else can be fixed.
Or, and that helps you too when you're taking a listing, you know, like when you're doing the CMA, you're doing the market analysis, hey, that's a 30-year-old water heater, huh?
Yeah.
Looks like there's some water on the bottom of that, you know?
That's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know where to look. And I do a first-time home buyer class for city and county. It's SHIP. So it's low-income family, and these people have never bought a house, but you know buying a house can be exciting. Sometimes even if you bought multiple houses, it's still exciting, and sometimes there's buyer blinders, and buyer blinders is like, my couch is going here, my TV is going here, so we're not looking up at the staining.
Exactly.
Right? We're not.
The crack.
Right.
And the major problems.
Right. Yeah. So if you're out there looking at a house, don't put the blinders on.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any other tips or information to give us? Stories?
Yeah. Let's see. God, this story. So I've seen a lot of different things. I've seen a person underneath a house before. So
like a dead person?
Live person.
Oh, a live person.
Live person, yeah.
Okay, good.
It was a homeless person. And
Get
underneath the house, and I'm like, man, what? It smells like cigarettes underneath here. And you can see a little red glow.
Oh, that's
and you're like,
so weird.
You're like, man, what is that? And you're like, hey, that's a person. And yeah. Hey, what are you doing here? I'm doing a home inspection. What are you doing
what
here?
What are you doing here? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's probably the craziest thing I've seen. It's just, and he scooted out of there, you know. But sometimes a house goes vacant and you'll get a squatter, not necessarily in the house, in this case, underneath
under
it.
Under the house. There you go.
Hey, whatever. If you can't get in, it keeps you dry.
It does.
I can't judge. I just saw.
Yeah. Wow. That is interesting.
Yeah. I've seen street signs. I've seen like speed limit signs be used as chimney caps.
Oh.
So like chimney cap blows away, and we'll just put the speed limit sign there. You got to hand it to him. It's creative, right?
It's creative. So you've seen a few things that are like not up to code.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I think sometimes it depends on the homeowner, like older people, you know, probably in their 70s. That's how they were brought up. You know, they were brought up to improvise, to fix it on the spot with whatever they had.
Right.
You know, so yeah, a lot of duct tape and bubble gum and rubber bands and, you know, crazy stuff, right?
Good. You can fix it.
Exactly. Fix the problem now is a lot of the younger homeowners, they don't have any trade experience, so they have no clue about plumbing, electrical, or roofs. That's why, you know, we try to make the inspection educational. We want to teach them about what they're buying, you know, how to use it, how to maintain it, how to, as you know, as how to protect the investment. You know, because you can buy a house and not do anything to it, and by the time it comes ready to sell, it might be worth less than what you paid.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't do anything to it. You didn't take care of it. So it's just like buying a brand new car. You know, we would all change the oil and rotate the tires. Yeah. Same thing. Clean the gutters, change the AC filter, update the appliances. Older equipment is a huge issue now. So if you've got 30-year-old water heater, expect to be told to replace it.
Yeah, you have to.
Even though it's working fine, right? So older stuff, you know, can be an issue. But yeah, you know, check out the website, get informed, talk to your agent, talk to Anna. If you guys have questions past that, you could always reach out to us. 352-472-5552.
Perfect. All right. Yep. Awesome, Matt. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being on the podcast and informing us about an inspection and what goes into it and everything, because a lot of people are either scared of them or just really don't know the whole process. And there's only so much that I can tell them. But it's better to hear it from, you know, your mouth. So, so thank you so
much. You're welcome.
And I look forward to seeing you at the next inspection.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And here's to next time. Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!